The Humane Society has a really neat idea working for August, and Kathy Hodge, tell me about it.
Well, it's exciting, isn't it? It's a totally different idea for fundraising. He's a master hairstylist. He has a salon in Wichita, Kansas. And so he's been in business for several years and has, you know, an amazing reputation amongst the hairstylists. But for all the enthusiasm he has for his work, he has the same kind of passion for animals. And last year he wanted to do something to really call attention to homeless animals across the country and something that he could do. So he decided to do 50 haircuts in 50 states in 50 days. And he set about last year putting that kind of event together. He had such good luck with it, raised almost $50,000 for animal groups all over the United States, and he decided to do it again this year. So he started out on August the 1st in Maine. He's working his way toward Murray, Kentucky, so will be his Kentucky stop, and he will be here on August the 23rd. He wants to have 50 haircut appointments between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on the 23rd, and he's asking for a $20 donation to the Humane Society for each of those cuts. So we're busy making appointments. We're so grateful to the hair studio and to Kina Bomar over at that studio. It's on 901 Sycamore. She's giving us the space for Patrick Lomantini to come in and do the haircuts here on the 23rd.
Do you have any appointments left?
We do. We have some left. We're booking up pretty quickly, which is exciting because we just got out our, you know, serious publicity in the last couple of days. So we're anxious to fill up the entire schedule if we possibly can. It's a 15-minute appointment on average. And walk-ins are welcome, but certainly we would love to have most of those scheduled appointments prior to the 23rd.
I see you've already got Coach Prom scheduled.
We do. He was one of our first appointments, actually. So we're looking forward to having him. I think he's coming fairly early that morning before he gets his day started. So he'll be one of the first haircuts and donors for us that morning.
Again, it's really unusual and great that he's coming to Murray, Kentucky. How did that work out?
Yeah, that was sort of exciting. One of the girls who works at Orscheln's here in Murray's mom lives in Delaware, and he had actually come to her hometown there in Delaware last year. So she found out about it from her mom, and then she emailed him and said, you know, he'd gone to Lexington last time for his Kentucky stop, and she said, you know, you need to come down to Western Kentucky. We would love to have you here. And we were all a little surprised when he said that would be great. So Murray will be his Kentucky stop, but it was because of a Delaware connection. So the internet makes a world of difference on these things for sure. And some people are interested in just looking at the schedule that he has and where he's going to be, and that's got that posted on his Facebook page. And you can go to 50 States Tour, and it will bring up his Facebook page, and you can see where he is and what he's, you know, how much money he's making at the various stops that he's making along the way, and sort of keep track until he gets here on the 23rd.
What's the potential for total earning from this one day of haircutting?
You know, if we fill the appointments and everybody does the suggested donation of the, you know, of the $20, then the potential is just $1,000 right there. We have had several people say, oh, I just got my hair cut. I can't participate because I don't want my hair any shorter, but we'd love to donate, you know. So obviously donations are more than happy to accept those, because a lot of folks will want to participate in that way, or maybe their schedule, they're going to be out of town or whatever, and they just can't participate as one of the appointments. But we're delighted to have the donations. They're taking the donations at the hair studio, or we'll certainly take them here at the Humane Society as well. And we're doing the appointments by email primarily because that's available. We've got a volunteer that can check it, you know, all hours of the day and night, so we can get back to people quickly and give them their confirmations on their appointments. So if they do want to schedule an appointment, they can go to forthepets@yahoo.com. And just give them your name, information, the time that's best for you to come for your appointment, and she'll get right back with you and give us a phone number in case we have any details that we need to check with you on. But we feel like that's a pretty quick way to get the appointments taken care of. And I think we're about halfway full on the appointments right now, so we'd love to get them all filled up in the next week or so.
Kathy, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.